Welcome to Maseches Ma'akotam, Perek Av, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, Ein chayfin kuchin ukvaris b'mayid, is prohibited to dig kuchin are graves, ukvaris, different types of graves, on chol hamoed, the intermediary days. Ama mechachin asa kuchin b'mayid. Let's say a person already had a grave that was made before Yontif, but it needs to be made larger or smaller, based on the size of the deceased, that is permitted to do on Shabbos. On Chol HaMoed. V'asin Ivrechas B'moed. It's permitted to make a little washing trough for washing clothing that are permitted to wash on Chol HaMoed. Not everything is permitted, but for those that are permitted. V'arayin Yim HaMeis B'chater. And one may construct a coffin out of wood if the dead body is in the courtyard. So everyone sees that one is doing it for someone that needs immediate use. Rabbi Yehuda says it's prohibited to make an aron, a coffin, for a dead person, even if the deceased is in the courtyard. Unless he already has boards that are pre-cut, now all he has to do is nail them together or screw them together, attach them, then the halacha is that it's permitted. But to actually make the boards, that is prohibited. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. A noisim nashim b'mayid, one may not get married on Chol HaMoed. Leibesulas, not girls that were never married before. V'lo amadas, and not widows. V'lo miyabmin, it's prohibited to yibum. Again, yibum is if you have a fellow who passes away and he has a wife that had no children. He has a single brother. There's a mitzvah on the brother to marry her. Why? Says the Mishnah. Mipnei shesimcha hila. Because these aforementioned cases of marriage or yibum are a simcha. And the laws you can't take away from the simcha of Chol HaMoed are the yantif by adding other types of simcha. Avol, however, machzoras grushas, a person may remarry the woman that he was married to but divorced. And by the way, this is only talking about if she didn't get married in between. If she got married in between, it's prohibited them to remarry her. A woman may put on makeup and all types of cosmetic things on Yontif. Rabbi Huda says, Laitaslut, she's not allowed to put sid, lime, on her skin to remove the hair, because while it's on her, it's disgusting and she doesn't look the way that she should look or feel. And that kind of messes with the covered yantav, the honor of yantav. Mishnah, Ches Mishnah Hei. Hahedyet, a fellow that's not an expert, a regular simple person, Toifer, is permitted to sew on Chol HaMoed, Kedarka, in his normal way. V'ha'uman, but a professional sewer, a seamstress or little like, Machliv. Halacha is, they have to skip a stitch, make a stitch and then skip. They can't do neat stitches one next to the other. Omesagnes Amito, he said, is permitted to weave ropes. They used to use in those days ropes for to hold up the bed, hold up the mattress. Huda says, Af memaslin, one may even retighten the ropes if they have gotten loose, if one needs to do that on Chol HaMoed. Wishing you a beautiful day and a lot of Hatzlacha.